take what gains you can get from the bill, but you then codified 5,000 folks a day coming illegally into our country. We cannot, that is unsustainable. Unsustainable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Kash Patel will join us. Also, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. That's coming up at 8:05. Kash Patel coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
It's NHL All-Star Weekend. The game's best will be in Toronto for the annual exhibition. What does this mean to the Golden Knights? Not much. Jack Eichel's the only All-Star from Vegas, but won't participate due to injury. VGK resumes regular season play next Tuesday against Edmonton at T-Mobile Arena. When it comes to offering prop wagers on Super Bowl Sunday, one book has made a name for itself when it comes to quantity and variety. The Westgate Superbook lit up more than 500 props on its massive video wall last night, and bettors lined up to get into action. Not to be outdone, Caesars Sports Book posted more than 800 prop wagers yesterday afternoon. One of the most popular? Will there be a safety, or will the game go into overtime? Get 9-1 on each of those.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens, made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard, are delicious and genuine southern. Full of vitamins and minerals, or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown, where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers, or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Fairly uneventful drive on our valley freeways right now, although in Henderson, getting word of an accident on the 95 southbound Lake Mead Parkway exit ramp there, southbound 95, again at Lake Mead Parkway. On the surface streets on the east side, watch for the intersection of Eastern and Karen, new accident there, and wrap it up one in the southwest at Blue Diamond and Jones. Another shot at rain in the valley today. It should be clear tomorrow, but could come back on Sunday. Today's high is 60 degrees this afternoon. It's 46 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
of live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. Brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paulie knows and all the great men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for all that you do. We also want to thank our good friend Cash Patel, because even though he's hanging out in Mar-a-Lago, oh my God, he's there with the president. He has time for us, and we're so excited about that. Cash, what's going on in Mar-a-Lago this morning?
Hey, how you doing? Greetings from South Florida. You know, just continuing to hammer for the great President Trump wherever I can. But I'll be back in Las Vegas on Monday, gearing up for our caucus.
Indeed. Anything from the president this weekend? Is he doing any rallies or anything?
No, I think he's been just doing a lot of, you know, everyday policy work, putting out the message to the American public and winning over the hearts and minds of this country, because Joe Biden is lighting the world on fire.
Tell me about your thoughts on the amazing event this past weekend here in Vegas with Donald J. Trump. I thought it was incredible, the reaction of the fans and the fact that it was just a great event.
It was so awesome to see like 7,000 Nevadans of all backgrounds. And I love how the left-wing media is saying, you know, Donald Trump's a racist and there's no diversity. I saw so many minorities in the audience screaming their support for Donald Trump. It was just, you know, you can see the translation of the work that Donald Trump and his team have put in to win places like Nevada when you go to an event like that. And everywhere we went in that event, people were just asking questions and wanting to know how to help and trying to sort out the nonsense between the primary and our caucus. So people are engaged and they're dialed in. And I don't think Joe Biden could ever fill a room like that.
Well, and I don't think that even Nikki Haley can fill a room like that. My question is, when is she going to get out? Do you have any inside information, any inside scoops you can share with us?
I don't, but all I can tell you is she's going to stay in until the money runs dry. And right now she's got some deep rhino establishment defense industrial complex pockets that are going to try to keep her afloat and buy her rooms like the one Donald Trump fills for free. And allow the mainstream media to, of course, prop her up endlessly. So that might give her a longer runway than most people would ever have. But to me, the answer is clear. After Iowa, New Hampshire, and soon here after the Nevada caucus, it's all DJT.
I've got to ask you, because it was in the news yesterday, Lloyd Austin returned to the Pentagon, held a news conference. My question is, I understand it if he says, I made a mistake, I should have handled it differently. I get that. I think that's fine. We all make mistakes. What would happen if a private first class or a first sergeant did the same thing? How would they be treated? Would it be a matter of, oh, well, it's just a mistake, we'll let it slide?
They would be court-martialed under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which Lloyd Austin is still subject to because he's a flag officer with stars on his lapels, on his epaulets. So that's what should be happening, is an internal investigation by Congress and an internal investigation by the DOD, because no other person, this is a brilliant point, no other person that wears the cloth of this country would be allowed to perform that kind of act, because it breaks literally the national chain of command, jeopardizes American national security. And, oh, by the way, while he was out at his bedside, five American soldiers were killed in wartime operations and 145 missile attacks occurred. This is unacceptable. The guy was out for 5 weeks and he was supposedly okay to defend this nation. Well, look at the results and ask the families of the loved ones who just did a dignified transfer, where Biden and Austin didn't even have the gall to show up. Ask them if they think he acted appropriately.
Has President Trump commented at all on this most recent Lloyd Austin news conference yesterday? Did he do anything last night or this morning?
I don't know that there's a new comment, but I think he's been quite public about it, saying that the conduct of Lloyd Austin is completely unacceptable, and it cost Americans national security. It allows Iran to grow in power. They continue to attack us. Their proxy forces are flush with cash from Joe Biden. And so the two people most charged with defending this nation, Joe Biden and Lloyd Austin, have gone out there and literally ceded the territory to the enemy, the number one state sponsor of terror, by giving them money and allowing them to conduct missile operations against American men and women in uniform and military installations, all of which would never have happened, nor did it, under President Donald J. Trump. So I think he's putting out that contrast. But more importantly, he's giving a solution on how to fix this national security deficit.
I don't know if you're keeping track of it the way a lot of the media is, but the next court challenges for Donald J. Trump, where will they be coming? Will it be Jack Smith? Will it be New York? Exactly. What is the next challenge ahead for Donald J. Trump?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of whack-a-mole, right, because some of these cases are up on appeal. So they're what we call, as lawyers, stayed at the trial level. That means they're on pause. And until an appellate court acts, there's no way to know when some of those cases, like the D.C. case, is going to go forward. And there's other appellate issues with the other cases down in, I think, Florida and New York. So it's hard to say. And Donald Trump is exercising, rightly so, his constitutional rights, especially regarding presidential immunity and executive privilege. And those questions haven't been answered, and they should be answered by the Supreme Court. So I think he'll continue to fight with his team, as he has, and also educate the American public on how corrupt this justice system is and how it's targeting him and anyone who dares to support an America First agenda.
Again, Kash Patel joining us. He is in Mar-a-Lago with the president of the United States, the 45th and probably 47th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Let me just ask you, do you notice any difference at all in Donald J. Trump today versus, say, 6 months ago? He's been through all of this legal stuff, had to make court appearances, things like that. Is he any different today than he was 6 months ago?
You know, I also saw the president last week when we were all together in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we had a chance to chat in private. And he is more energized than I've ever seen him. And I don't know how he does it. I really don't. After everything that you just outlined that he's taken, all the unlawful prosecutions and all the unlawful conduct and the disgusting media that has lied about him, he somehow is the only person that keeps all of that at bay and allows himself to grow in courage and power because of one reason. He wants to fix this country. His desire and love of this country and the people is what sets him on that path. And it's just really impressive to see. And I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger. And you know who's afraid of it? Not just the radical left-wing folks on Capitol Hill, but the media. They're terrified.
In what sense?
Well, look at what happened in the first Trump administration, right? We had so many folks in the mainstream media lie about Donald Trump, lie about him being a Russian asset, lie about the FBI's unlawful conduct to surveil him illegally, lie about the justice system being weaponized against Donald Trump even after Russiagate, and lie about the 51 Intel letter and January 6th and Hunter Biden's laptop, and it goes on. And they, as long as the target for them is Donald Trump, the media, many in the media will continue to prop out their lies, and that's just hurtful to America, and it's costing a lot of Americans to change their attitude and their view of quote-unquote the mainstream media because they've been lied to too many times, and it's cost us elections, and it's cost us our national security, our economy, our education, our healthcare, and of course, it's cost us our border.
Again, Kash Patel joining us. He is in Mar-a-Lago at this hour. He will be returning to Vegas. He's a Vegas kind of guy for the caucus. And a lot of people asking me, what should I do? What should I do? The caucus is coming up on the 8th and the 6th for the primary. What should I do? What should they do?
It's really simple. Go to President Trump's website for Nevada. It's easy to find. Find your local caucus precinct based on your home address in the great state of Nevada and go to that caucus on February 8th and bring your friends and bring your family and bring everybody that is allowed to be at that caucus to that caucus site and caucus raucously for President Donald J. Trump. The February 6th sham election con rig job primary that the state leadership continues to roll out, even though Nevada has had a caucus for 40 years, is going on February 6th, 2 days before. Take that ballot that they sent across the state and fill out none of the above, because Donald Trump is not on that. But more importantly, or equally as important, is that that primary vote is meaningless. It does not award any delegates towards the GOP convention, which Donald Trump is marching towards. So it's all about Feb 8 in the caucus, not the Feb 6 primary. The media is looking to use that to prop up Nikki Haley falsely 2 days beforehand. Nevadans are too smart to fall for that.
It is the book that the Biden administration tried to squash, but they were unsuccessful. It's called Government Gangsters. The author is Kash Patel. How's the book doing?
It's doing great, thanks to shows like yours and your audience who have made it literally a bestseller week after week after week. It's crushing it. There must be things in there that people are liking. And I think the roadmap, as Donald Trump called it, to 2024 is in there, how we're going to fix government, how we're going to crush the deep state. And I think it just it's something that many Americans can relate to right now and want to learn more about. So thank you. And go get a copy, governmentgangsters.com. It's still out there. You'll love it.
Is it available through Amazon or any of the other booksellers?
Yep. All of them. Amazon, we're Amazon Books a Million, Walmart. It's in bookstores, even though they tried to probably keep us out. They're hating on us, but we're breaking through. And so you can get it wherever books are sold.
Cash, look forward to you returning on Monday. I'll probably see you at one of the caucus locations. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great week down in Mar-a-Lago, okay?
Thanks, my friend. And, yep, we'll see you back in Nevada to get our caucus going.
There you go. Next Thursday for the caucus, make sure you are a part of it. That's Cash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense and a close confidant of Donald J. Trump. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, looking at the possible Biden strikes in the Middle East. We'll discuss what could happen here, what the aftermath will be.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Zippy's restaurants were founded by Francis and Charlie Higa in Hawaii in 1966. And now, Zippy's is in the Las Vegas area, bringing its favorites for you. Skip the line, order online when you download the Zippy's app, pick up or delivery like they do in Hawaii. And for your first reward for being a Zipster member, free regular size Zippy's famous chili with rice after your first purchase. Zippy's on Badura Avenue in Las Vegas. Make your next stop Zippy's.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
To you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He could be your dentist too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. Call them right now, would you please? They're ready to take your call. 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com. I've been getting a lot of blowback just in the last 24 hours, my reaction to Lloyd Austin's news conference yesterday. And I must tell you, all I want is I want equity. I want to make sure that Lloyd Austin is being treated the same way a PFC would be treated in the Army or other branches of service. This was Lloyd Austin yesterday. I want you to hear this. This is the explanation he gave at his first news conference after his recent hospital stay. Here it is.
I'm recovering well, but as you can see, I'm still recovering. I'm still having some leg pain and doing physical therapy to get past it. I'm deeply grateful to my doctors and the nursing staff at Walter Reed, and I very much appreciate all the good wishes. But I want to be crystal clear. We did not handle this right, and I did not handle this right. I should have told the president about my cancer diagnosis. I should have also told my team and the American public. And I take full responsibility. I apologize to my teammates and to the American people. Now, I want to make it very clear that there were no gaps in authorities and no risk to the department's command and control. At every moment, either I or the deputy secretary was in full charge. And we've already put in place some new procedures to make sure that any lapses in notification don't happen. In the future, if the deputy secretary needs to temporarily assume the duties of my office, she and several White House offices will be immediately notified, including the White House Situation Room. And so will key officials across the department. And the reason for that assumption of duties will be included in writing. Now, I want you all to know why this happened. I was being treated for prostate cancer. The news shook me. And I know that it shakes so many others, especially in the black community. It was a gut punch. And frankly, my first instinct was to keep it private. I don't think it's news that I'm a pretty private guy. I never liked burdening others with my problems. It's just not my way. But I've learned from this experience. So taking this kind of job means losing some of the privacy that most of us expect. The American people have a right to know if their leaders are facing health challenges that might affect their ability to perform their duties, even temporarily. So a wider circle should have been notified, especially the president.
That's Lloyd Austin yesterday. All I want is equal treatment. That's all I'm asking for. What you would do to a PFC or a sergeant or a lieutenant. That's what I want for Lloyd Austin. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know what I'm going to do without competitive National Football League games this weekend. I just don't know how that's going to work out. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter, 8 News Now. And by the way, is Sports Wrap taking a week off? I hope not. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
At nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.